The ICC had issued two arrest warrants for Mr. Boskontaganda for charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity allegedly committed in Ituri in East Congo between 2002 and 2003. And on last Friday, he surrendered himself voluntarily to the ICC, and then he has been transferred to The Hague. Today will be the initial appearance hearing, where the judges will check his identity and will inform him of his rights of the defense and also of the charges that are alleged against him.
So will the ICC afford him a defense attorney, or he would have to do it by himself?
For the time being, there is a lawyer that has been appointed by the court for the purpose of the hearing today. It's Maître Hassan Belagdar. And after that, Mr. Boskontaganda will have the possibility to appoint a lawyer of his own choice from the list of counsel that are authorized to present the defense interest before the ICC. Whether it will be the court or Mr. Ntaganda who will bear the cost, that's a matter that will be decided after conducting a financial investigation. But in the meantime, until the financial investigation is conducted, it will be the court who will ensure that Mr. Ntaganda is represented.
After the first hearing today, Tuesday, what happens next?
At the end of the hearing, the judges will set the date for the confirmation of charges hearing. It's another pre-trial hearing that will allow the judges to check whether or not the prosecutor has sufficient evidence to commit the case for a trial, or whether the case should stop at this preliminary stage if there are no sufficient evidence.
You talked about the ICC would have a financial investigation into whether Boskontaganda will be able to afford a lawyer or not. When will this be determined for the court to really ascertain this to move the process forward?
The financial investigation starts immediately, but we cannot indicate now when it will be concluded because it depends on too many factors. But what is important is that the court will always ensure that Mr. Ntaganda is properly represented by a defense lawyer.
What should the world expect when Ntaganda comes to court today, Tuesday? What should the world expect concerning the charges leveled or pressed against him by the ICC?
The charges are already known. They will be read for Mr. Ntaganda to be fully aware of it. And, of course, the judges will decide also on the language in which he will be capable of following the proceedings. That's part of the rights of the defense. And as you know, the ICC respects the highest standards of the defense rights.